Welcome to this online reflective service for Ash Wednesday. Easter is a time for us to celebrate our redemption through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And Lent is a time for us to prepare for that celebration and to practice with daily discipline the act of repentance. And so we begin this season of Lent with acknowledging our need for repentance and to receive the forgiveness and mercy that is promised to us in the gospel. In this video, there will be some prayers, some readings, some music, and a short time of reflective silence as well. I encourage you to put away all distractions and not just to watch this service, but to worship. Our first reading is from Joel chapter 2, verses 12 to 14. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed.
Lead us now in a prayer of confession. We are invited to observe this season of Lent through self-examination and repentance, through prayer and fasting, through reading and meditating on God's word, and through acts of love and witness. Lent is a journey of deepening renewal and reflection, an opportunity to make new commitments in our faith. So as we prepare for this journey, let us set aside the burdens that would weigh us down. Let us come before our God, our Maker, our Redeemer, and confess our sins. Let's pray. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgression, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Father, thank you for the comfort of the assurance that if we confess our sins, you will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made, and forgive the sins of all who are repentant. Give us the grace we need to lament our sins and acknowledge our brokenness, that we may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our New Testament reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 20 through to chapter 6, verse 10. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. In the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. We put no stumbling block in anyone's path, so that our ministry will not be discredited. Rather, as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, in great endurance, in troubles, hardships and distress, in beatings, imprisonments and riots, in hard work, sleepless nights and hunger, in purity, understanding, patience and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and in sincere love, in truthful speech and in the power of God. With weapons of righteousness in the right hand and in the left, through glory and dishonor, bad report and good report, genuine, yet regarded as impostors, known, yet regarded as unknown, dying, and yet we live on, beaten, and yet not killed, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, poor, yet making many rich, having nothing, and yet possessing everything. The journey to Easter begins with ashes, which is an ancient symbol that speaks of the frailty and uncertainty of human life. And it calls us to heartfelt repentance and urges us to place our hope in God alone. We're going to turn to God again in prayer. And during this prayer, there will be a time of reflection and a time of silence. Let's pray. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. May the ashes remind us of our mortality and remorse, and teach us again that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ. Gracious God, out of your love and mercy, you breathed into dust the breath of life, creating us to serve you and our neighbors. In this season of repentance, restore to us the joy of our salvation and strengthen us to face our mortality, that we may reach with confidence for your mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Come now, fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise thy mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. To grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Jesus Christ, we want always to remember that you love us, died for us, and rose from the dead for us. In the next weeks, help us to remember and help us to trust you more and more. And now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you in this season of Lent and remain with you always. Amen.